And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I died like a second class return to Dotty Gab, please. I've come down with the worst cold. Well, not the worst cold, just the worst one for me to have right now, because it's the only one I've got that's making it the best cold as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I'm quite pleased this week. We thought we were going to have to make two shows this week, didn't we? Because we weren't sure that you might have been in foreign climes next week.
Yeah, but it's all right.
But it's all right, which means that we've got a load to get through now, because I've planned two shows. Look out. Also, just right at the very start of the show, you know, I was saying about my friend who knocked on the door when I was having a poo and said, yeah. Paul, what religion is the Pope?
Yeah.
This week, she said to me, Paul, how'd you catch the Ebola virus? Right?
Okay.
And I said, by stroking poodles. And she went, no. And then went, are you having me on again? I went, yeah. She said, honestly, Paul, you could tell me anything. I would just completely believe it. So I'm told I've got the biggest cock in the world and I'm the king of sex. Bring it on! I haven't told her that. That would probably be the only thing she wouldn't believe, bizarrely right. enough. I've no idea why. there was some other stuff I was going to talk about, but I'm nasally challenged.
Oh, okay.
I am nasally challenged. Have you had a good week?
It's been very hectic and work-wise. So, no.
Stop looking at me when you're talking to the microphone.
Okay.
This is the Needles, of course. And I know I've been saying it for months, but we may have the new beds next week.
You say that?
I know, because last week I said we might have them in a couple of weeks' time, because I thought we were going to make two shows this week.
Okay.
But we won't. I'm getting closer to getting the new beds, and they sound distinctly different to the existing ones.
Really?
Anyway, okay. Get on with the first song.
Yes.
First song, this is by Disgrace. We haven't played Disgrace for a bit. Disgrace is from Finland. We like Finland. Did I tell you about, have I mentioned on the show about how the second largest population of Finns outside of Helsinki is, in fact, in Thurrock?
I can't remember you saying it now.
Maybe talk about it later on.
Okay.
It's a very interesting fact. this is from an album called Born Tired. Now, when the album came through, I thought the band were called Born Tired.
Yeah.
And just to make my interview with Sweatmaster and Slideshaker that much worse, I said, have you heard of a band called Born Tired? They went, no, there's a band called Disgrace. We've done an album called Born Tired. I go, no, it's a band called Born Tired. It's called Disgrace. They said, who's from Finland out of us? I went, yeah, right, fair point.
It is misleading from the cover, though, isn't it?
It is very misleading from the cover. And don't they look like cheeky types? But they do rock. We played a couple of songs before, and they do rock immensely. And we're playing track 9 off this album. It's called Chill. What I want to know is, what is Disgrace's website?
Disgrace.dk?
No, disgrace.biz. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony Nil. And this is Chill.
Ain't too late now. There's nothing to blame. A bite. Ain't too late. You better show me.
Well, fair enough.
You can't argue with that, really.
No, it's a bit AC/DC. It's a bit faster AC/DC, isn't it?
It's nice.
A little bit, whole lot of Rosie. I've had a whole lot of Rosie today.
Have you?
Whole lot of Rosie Lee. Yeah, whole lot of tea. I might sneeze in a minute. It's all right, they're my mics.
Have you been having the chamomile or normal tea?
No, I've been having proper tea.
Okay. Good for a cold.
I used to be a gentleman of property.
Did you?
I'll tell you what, all this wordplay is coming in beauty. It's a shame I can't speak.
Shame I can't spell.
MySpace, latest comments, Tone.
Yep.
MySpace.com/punkyradio if you'd like to leave a comment for us. It's a very, very good way to do it. I may particularly recommend you leaving comments on a Sunday.
Why is that?
You leave comments on a Sunday, that's when I come to check it. So they're going to be the freshest, most exciting comments you can possibly have. Anyway, we're going back a little bit with these ones, right? Ha ha! We listened. Great show. This is from the blowjobs.
Okay.
Amboy and always looking.
Always looking.
I've accused her of not always listening recently, right?
Oh, really?
She was getting a little bit upset about it. Every time I mentioned Punky, I was saying, you know, that show you don't listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
They go, shut up. No, you shut up. Right. anyway, they are listening now. Ha ha! We listened. Great show. Loving the setting sun very much.
Yeah.
Our Danish friend says, indeed, present faves. Could do with some recorder, though. Fair point.
Yeah.
The new town centres were indeed ace from what I can remember. I think this is from Felix. Best they played for a long time. Certainly don't remember calling out for amp music. He was standing next to me. I started amp music, and he went, "Make this music." Yeah, amp music. Hey, can't even think about it. Said, "Well, I'll take your word for it. I remember them playing it, though. Well done, you. Good luck with the awards." That's, of course, the podcast
peer awards.
Love the BJs. Blowjobs. P.S. Wine soon. Well, I'm having a bit of a moan now. But yes, I will be drinking lots of wine with the blowjobs very soon, I hope. I love the show. You guys rock. That's from Fallon.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, the blowjobs. It's the cold, man.
Okay.
The blowjobs, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, the blowjobs are on somebody's MySpace top friends. Might be Punkies, might be my one. It's Punkies, I think.
I think they're on Punkies.
Yeah. Make sure you check them out. Thank you, Fallon. We love you too. You also rock. You guys are awesome. Just started listening to your stuff like 2 days ago. And I love you guys. Love from Nikita in New Zealand. Oh, Nikita, you will never know about the shows more than a year old. Because we retired them because they were pants. That was a much better song than Elton Twat. Right. Oh, I'm going to sniff. Hey, hope you're all fine and dandy.
You're fine.
I'm leaving for Edinburgh tomorrow on a jet plane, so won't be able to plug the show, I mean to say hello anymore. So all who are heading northwards for the Great Festival, come and see Head Over Wheels at C2 at 4:30 every day, except the 13th, when I plan to be off misbehaving. The rest of the time she ain't misbehaving. it's 40 minutes of fun, I promise. And if you disagree after seeing it, I'll take you out for a drink and explain why you are wrong.
All right.
And that's from Eleanor.
Wah!
Wah! In no uncertain
terms.
Who's
Eleanor?
Eleanor is a punk, folk, rock artist.
Right.
Who's going up to the Edinburgh Festival. And all you've got to do is if you click on the picture of her by the comment on our MySpace friends, you'll go straight to her and find out all about her, Tone.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
I wondered.
Yeah, she's going to have a nightmare in Edinburgh. It's very hilly.
Right.
Hello, chaps.
Hi.
I have been listening to the show for about a month. You should have strong arms. I've been listening to the show for about a month, and I must say it's fucking brilliant. My long commutes from Bedford to London are suddenly filled with snorts and giggles from me, which generally results in people giving me very odd looks. Also, I would rather appreciate it if you could play some Kamikaze Sperm in weeks to come, as I saw them at my local rock festival, (Bedrock). They were rather fantastic, and I reckon they are the bollocks. Keep up the fantastic punk edition, you smacktards. Dave, we played Kamikaze Sperm on one of our very early shows, and we played it as a sound file.
Right.
I'm going to get in touch with them now. We only play CDs to see if they can send a CD, because Kamikaze Sperm do rock.
Okay.
It is true. However, I've just got a little point of order here, saying it's a long commute from Bedford to London on the train.
Yeah.
Is complete rubbish.
Can't be that long, can
it? Like, as far as commutes go,
hour?
It's all right, if that.
Yeah.
If that.
God, test me that long. It's Nottingham.
Mind you, but that's because you walk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm nice and fit.
Oh, yeah, you're buff.
I'm totally whip.
Oh, no, my mate's buff. Totally whip.
Totally whip.
Who have you been hanging around with? 14-year-olds again?
Yeah. I'm down with the kids.
He's so braced. That's Blates. What is Blates?
I haven't got a clue.
I use Blates online with Blates. You, mister. I talk one of the many punky types talking to another one of the punky types on Facebook.
If it's
Facebook.
A word I can't use in Scrabble, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I use Blates. Listen to you online, man.
Blates.
Yeah, right. Fuck that. If you know what Blates means.
The word of the week.
Word of the week is Blates.
Who
but
knows?
We don't know why. It's some of you young'uns are abusing. I think that's it for MySpace. So please do leave a comment. MySpace.com/punky radio. Comments of more immediate interest, of course, are from Podcast Alley, which I trust you are all still thinking of voting for. Here goes,
yes.
Tony. This is for Wednesday, isn't it, really?
Yeah. New month, Wednesday. Please do vote for us. Do vote, no matter if you have or haven't this month. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we'll read out the best comments.
Tony.
Yes.
It takes seconds!
It does.
Sorry.
And you don't get spammed. Don't fear about giving your email address away. You will not get spammed by us or Podcast Alley. They just use it to verify your address.
I think I might start spamming people if they don't vote.
Yeah.
No, spam head.
Know
them.
Who you
just
are.
Just walking up to them and giving them a fat spam head.
Or just throwing a can of spam at them.
Smack in the head. I wouldn't throw a can of spam at them, Tony. That would hurt them
that would be
far
wrong,
too
it?
Much.
Wow.
It's a tin of spam.
They might deserve it.
I'd remove the spam.
It's got soft edges, though.
I'd remove the spam from the tin and just throw the fucking tin at them. No, throw the spam at them, thus leaving them in a slightly glutinous, aspicky mess.
Aspicky. Nice.
Is aspicky a Scrabble word?
It's going to be.
I don't think it is, though. I've got away with R-A-A, but I don't think I'll get away with aspicky somehow.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I tried to use quo this afternoon, and he wouldn't let me.
Quo.
Q-U-O.
Yeah, it's Latin, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Shit. Bloody status quo.
Here's the podcast. Well, it's hardly their fault.
Well, it is, isn't it?
It's your fault for not knowing enough words with the Q. I think you'll find squall did rather well.
Yeah. Condom was rubbish.
There
you go.
Sometimes they are.
Yeah. Can't win, can you?
Lack of sensitivity, that's all I ask for.
Slaving? What a fantastic word that was.
They need to make a condom out of human skin. Maybe I'll make one myself.
Oh, God. Podcast Alley comments. Back on track. Here we go. Good stuff as usual. I'm so disturbed.
Aye.
Nothing but the best and punky as usual.
True.
That's what RK Brass.
Thank you, RK Brass.
So, okay, yeah. So now that I've caught up on the past four shows, I have one thing to say. Paul, Tony is better at one impersonation than you. He makes a better pirate.
Yeah, that's fudge from, pirate.
That's from Alan.
Yeah, all aboard me, hearties.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. I'm happy to accept that you're a better pirate than I am.
Yeah. It's a slim victory.
Yeah, it is.
Well, with that. Bloody brilliant. Gives me something to do in my boring shite evenings, as all my mates have fucked off on holiday.
You should try going out, meeting new people.
Exactly.
Fuck punky.
Keep it up, guys. That's some Josh Lemon Squash.
Thank you, Josh Lemon Squash.
Weird.
No, it's not weird. It's very Josh nice that they choose squash. To stay in on the warm summer evenings.
I was thinking of the Lemon Squash thing.
What was weird about that?
Weird name. Josh Lemon Squash.
Oh, yeah. It's probably his real name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he's... Mum and Dad, Mr. and Mrs. Lemon Squash. Well, how can we fuck this kid up? Let's call him Josh.
I love Punky more than a fat kid loves cake.
That reminds me of my friend Lucas Paladukas. That's another story.
Okay. That's from Chris Emmett, who's...
Chris Emmett runs the
Facebook.
Punky thing. Facebookery later. Emmett is a legend.
Thank you.
Emmett is our hero.
Emmett is
and
our hero.
And he likes us more than... What does he like us more than? Vagina cake.
A fat kid loves cake. Vagina cake.
Oh, I don't know.
Vagina cake.
Queef cake we haven't had for a while. That's fanny fart, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got to get this punky dictionary going. Isn't it?
This is true.
It is making me so Blates online.
Blate. It's Blate, innit? Innit?
I don't know what Blates is, though.
I don't know.
Is it good? It might be good.
I don't know.
Anyway,
finally, nutritionalists agree. Punky has twice the recommended daily intake of musical madness, hilarity and chaos. And the kids will love it too. Warning, this product can cause blindness, brain damage and unplanned pregnancies. Use only as directed in a well-ventilated area. Best regards, Lord, my queen rules with an iron fist, Raylock.
Who'd have thought Lord Raylock would have been a nutritionary expert?
Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought it?
I know. It's amazing. I suppose it's one of them courses you can do for free in Nick.
Prison, yeah.
That's right, isn't it?
Sewing up mail sacks.
He's also
a nutritionist.
He's also very good at basket weaving. Not quite so good at hiding files in cakes.
No.
Hey, next.
I quite like Lord Raylock, although...
Of course you're going to say that.
He scares me. He emailed me a picture of James Blunt.
Did he?
Yeah, he's just out of order.
See, he don't get in touch with me much. He's used to the kind of prison sex you're prepared to dish out. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to dish out any kind of prison sex.
Oh, no, yeah, not within earshot of Steph, obviously.
No, of course not.
Anyway, speaking of things like that, the horrifics.
Okay.
Check out that guy's hair. That's why
Which
we have
one?
To play them.
Him?
Of course.
I like his sideburns. They're great.
Yeah, well, you like sideburns on men.
Yeah. That's right. I love me.
I'm loving the hair. I'm loving the horrifics. I stumbled upon them, or they stumbled upon me. I can't remember which way around it was. But I listened to the songs, their profile. I said, this is just brilliant. Just send me the CD. And they did very, very quickly. And I promise we'll play something straight away. We will be playing more of this in future weeks.
Okay.
If you've heard this song, you know why. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... Horrifics.
No, / The Horrifics.
Oh!
Pauly B and Internet 2, Tony Neal. And this is Go Go Godzilla. Go, go, Godzilla. That's really catchy, that. I like that.
Yeah.
Right, there are better tracks on this album than that.
Okay.
But that one had a really catchy chorus and a great name, Go, Go, Godzilla. But we are going to be playing some of the other ones over the next few months because I'm really rating the horrific.
It is good here. Well, it's like the trolls, the little doll troll things.
The gonks.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the scariest gonk in the world.
Fantastic.
No, they're a great band. Make sure you check out their page, myspace.com/ The Horrifics.
The, yeah.
This is the Cemetery Surfers. I may have forgotten to mention the Planet Smashers on before. Sorry about that. The Planet Smashers were the previous bed, but most of you know about the Planet Smashers by now, I would have thought.
Surely they do.
Yeah, they owe us.
Yeah, big time.
Matt owes me a lot.
But not more whiskey.
No, and I've just decided to do something the other way around.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk to you about Facebook.
Okay, talk
We're
about
loving
Facebook.
We're loving Facebook, aren't we? We are now. You've
more and more
so
as the week goes by.
Facebook, and MySpace is turning into Facebook, and Facebook's
it's
turning
trying.
Into MySpace. But, and I know you mentioned Scrabble last week, I said I had poker.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll add this Scrabble, I'll beat the Hearn.
Yeah,
Scrabble.
Yeah. The Arn.
We're having the slowest game in the world.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Because of the other people playing. I've already beaten Lara.
Okay.
And had a game of Scrabble with her.
Nice.
And I'm now in the process of beating a young lad from Belgium.
Yeah, me too.
Well, no, he's actually beating me at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm beating
but
him. I'm playing
Scrabulous
him.
Is fabulous.
It's great.
Add it.
Yeah,
if
add
you've
it.
Got Facebook,
and challenges. Because, you know, I've got four games on the go, but there's always chance for more.
I've just got a few latest comments from our Facebook group, Punky. We are pushing this.
Yes.
So if you're on Facebook, just make sure you add the Punky group. It's on my page and your. Everybody knows everything, yep. Don't they? Everybody knows everything. I don't know why we're here.
I don't know.
Anyway, I've just got three comments from that, right, because they're interesting. Right, One was, so I was listening to Punky while shaving my legs and I nicked myself. Does that make me
kitten blurred?
Kind of. Depends if you're a kitten or not, Kayla. I saw one of the bands that you played eons ago, open brackets, Mad Marge and the Stonecutters, close brackets, on the show yesterday. Really good. Kayla Thornton. That's the Kayla Conspiracy.
Oh,
she's been listening to Punky. She's tracked down Mad Marge and the Stonecutters and she loves them. And guess what? They're the next band we're playing tonight.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Word of the Week nomination from Catherine. Cum twat instead of cumquat or bearded clam. Yes, see, it's not really... It's kind of the opposite of what we're after,
yeah.
Really. Bearded clams already existed for some time.
Yeah.
I actually prefer bearded oyster.
Nice.
Yeah, but... and cum twat, yeah, it's all right, but it's kind of got the word twat in it. And the Punky dictionary, the whole point of it is we're trying to get away from existing offensive language. So nice try, Catherine, but no cigar. For God's sake, change your description. 30-minute show, my arse. 75-minute show, more likes. It's bugging the hell out of me. That's from Gareth Williams, who, of course, used to play in the midfield for Nottingham Forest and then has had a mixed career since then. He was a Scotland under-21 international. Ended up at Leicester. I don't know where he is now. Very useful midfield player.
He's on Facebook, obviously.
No, sorry, that's not him. This is some bloke from Canada.
Oh, okay.
Who was very impressed when I said, wow, Gareth Williams, you're a Nottingham Forest midfielder. And he was quite impressed. He said, I love it when I'm mistaken for Scottish international midfielders with very Welsh-sounding names. The irony's not lost on some of the Canardinans. So anyway, that's it for my latest comments there, because I've got some other Facebookery to do in a bit.
Right.
Have you got a twat?
I have.
Miraculously.
Thank you. Thank you all for your twats this week.
You were going to say thank fuck then, and you stopped yourself.
I was,
didn't
yeah.
You?
Do you like that? Yeah. I've not swore once on this
you
show yet.
Self-regulatory. What, is that your little plan for this week?
It wasn't really a plan so much. It was an accident. I've been at work all day. I'm used to not swearing.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. Because work for me is swearing.
Exactly. Pays the bills.
Hey. It pays the cunting bills, Tony.
Never going to happen. Thank you all for your twats this week. Nice.
That was my nose.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
While my back's turned.
Yeah. That was my nose while your back's turned.
Yeah,
in front of you, it would have been my bum hole. What on earth are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay.
If I need TV. Follow my bum hole. I am Conholio.
If you have a twat to nominate,
I haven't.
Please email
me.
It's okay. Tony@punkyradio.com. I need the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. I say thank you all for your twats this week, but there will always be room for more twattage. So please do keep sending
them. We can't get enough twat here at Tony Towers.
Never get enough twat at Tony Towers. The onslaught's amazing.
It's a twat onslaught.
This week's from Kayla. Already a second mention already. Yeah, God, good time. It's like we've only got four people listening, but I'm sure there are more.
No, we've only got four people contributing.
Ah.
I'm going to sneeze in a minute as well. Make this good.
All right. Heard you'd lost your twats.
Sorry,
well, you're in luck, as I happen to have a 2-in-1 special.
Wow.
I want to nominate Tara and Savannah Dixon as two of the biggest twats that Jacksonville, Florida has ever seen.
Gesundheit.
Tara has hated me. Bless you. Sorry. Yes. Where are my manners? Tara has hated me
since
she
first knew. By the way, your pizza in the fucking bin.
Since she first knew I walked. It's great pizza, thank you very much, by the way. It's lovely.
Oh, well done. You finally said thank you.
Thank you.
6 months. Grateful. You make me blates.
Blates, I know.
You make me blates, man.
Tara's hated me since she first knew I walked the earth, and she's done everything in her power to make my life hell and cause problems with the people close to me. In all attempts, she's been unsuccessful. I recently got a message from her on MySpace with an apology, in quotes, in which she claimed that she wishes we had been friends and that she never had any bad intentions
for
me. Because, of course, saying things like, I want to stab her in the temple with a stiletto are always accidental and carry wishes for rainbows and butterflies.
I've heard her sort before.
Anyway, upon laughing at the fact that she had the nerve to send me this, I sent her a message back, calling her out on her pile of shit. From there, she had her 12-year-old sister send me messages, all of which were actually quite funny. So for trying to start an online argument and for generally being a thorn in my side for the last 11 months,
I
nominate Tara and Savannah from Jacksonville, Florida for Punky Twatdom. That's from Kayla.
Fair enough. There it goes then.
Okay, so Tara and Savannah from Jacksonville, Florida
is a twat.
Thank you for that, Kayla.
Quite frankly, there was never going to be any doubt about anything from Kayla.
No,
she's been with us very early on. Only sends in quality.
Yeah.
Let's hope those other two girls she's on about, I don't know, go go yeah? fuck.
Go fuck.
Let's have it go fuck. Ah! Let's have it go fuck. Yeah. Let's hope they go away. There you go.
Let's go away.
Go away. Let's hope they kindly desist.
Move off.
Right.
desist.
I've got some Facebook descriptions now.
Okay.
I'm loving this. Those of you who are maybe new to Facebook, when you make a friend ad, as discussed on this show previously, there's an option to say how you met them. And I'm loving met randomly.
It gives you some scope.
It does give me scope. Basically, whatever has been going on in my head when someone adds me, that's how we met. Sometimes, though, it's cross-promotional for other podcasts that may or may not be on a hiatus. Let's see what you think of this first one. From Sarah Louise, open brackets, Sulu, close brackets, long. Oh. Now, Sarah Louise has added me on Facebook, Tony.
Okay.
But how did we meet?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you. We met randomly. I knew her grandfather. We were shipmates on the USS Enterprise. He did better than me and made a fortune selling ass cream in the Midwest. I had to settle for a cameo role in Deep Space Nine and am now thinking about being assimilated by the Borg. The hours are good and it's a roof over my head. Sulu's ass cream. Now, Dustin Manley, of course, has added me on Facebook. But would you like to know how we met, Tony?
How did you meet?
Well, we met randomly in 1985. Dustin suggested to me that Marks and Spencer's beetroot and apple chutney would rock my world. He wasn't wrong, although when I told him exactly how it had rocked my world, he was a little concerned, as he'd only used it as a condiment to further his enjoyment of a cheese sandwich, and not as a chunky but tasty lubricant. Some people. Now, the thing is that Dustin has added to this.
Right, okay.
And you can do this if you think you've got something funny to say as well about how you met. So basically, Dustin doesn't necessarily agree with all of this, but he added me. Would you like to know how me and Dustin met?
Go on then.
Well, we met randomly. Dustin says prior to this, that is, the actual initial engagement came from a simple misunderstanding. I, Dustin, was visiting England and not wanting to miss any of the goodies Britannia had to offer, I asked around for directions to see the Queen. This led me to Paulie B, whose penchant for trannies had granted him the label of England's biggest queen. Strangely enough, when I did get around to meeting the actual Queen, I was surprised to see that Paulie B and herself had very similar tastes in outfits. Quite clearly,
nice.
She's going to official engagements with wearing nothing but a tin of beans, a frozen pizza, and a strategically placed bottle of shampoo, as discussed last week.
Yeah.
Catherine Martin, you may or may not know, Tony. She's added me as on Facebook, but would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, we met randomly in 1970. Catherine put the bop in the bop-shy-bop-shy-bop, and I put the ram in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong. However, the reason that I've included Catherine Martin is because of what it says on her status, because as you know, you can update your status and say what you're doing at the time. And some people, like you, Tony, say exciting things like, Tony is back from London.
Yeah.
Whereas some people, like myself, have a bit of fun with status. I believe my latest one is, Paul is making an A-line pinafore out of real skin.
Yeah.
Well, the fair's coming to town and the girl's got to look her best. Catherine Martin's status says, Catherine is just a carved wooden bookend in the shape of a woodpecker. And Catherine was the only person who's been living out an Oliver Postgate life over the last week after what we said. Well, certainly the only one that is. And she didn't even get in touch with us about that. I had to find it out myself.
Cool.
Catherine is well soul. She is counter twat. She's counter twat of the week.
Excellent.
Mark Olver is a stand-up comic from Bristol, I actually know quite well. And he added me on Facebook.
All right.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, we met randomly. We've worked at Jester's Comedy Club since 1998. We took a course of malaria tablets. We travelled to the Far East, well, Ipswich, but we still needed our jabs. We met randomly. I dressed up as a chicken, he dressed up as an egg, and we had a masturbation competition to finally establish who came first. I was very pleased when I thought of that one. Luke Shaw is a friend of the show, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Puke.
We know Luke,
of Riot Squad, formerly Diver, formerly the Chavs, and possibly Outside Chance Dirty Sex Wizard.
Okay.
You'd think that I met Luke in different circumstances to how we actually did meet. Would you like to know how we met him?
How did you meet?
Well, we met randomly in 1973. Luke and I devised a secret recipe for one of Mr. Kipling's limited edition apple and blackberry pies, but it was withdrawn when there were complaints that the microdots we had added to the mixture were making everyone exceedingly trippy. Luke returned to his career as a specialist lap dancer, and I went back on the bins. It's a dog's life, Tone. It really is. That's my Facebook ads for this week. What do you reckon? They're right, aren't they? Yeah. And they're all different. Yeah. I try and make every single one distinct from the last. And do have fun with it, because you can, basically. And have fun with it before it gets regulated by government.
Okay.
I've been watching the news today. Governments are trying to regulate all these social networking things.
Oh.
Punky could be going down the pan, basically.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so enjoy it while you can. Track three, as discussed, Kayla went to see Mad Marge and the Stonecutters.
Yep.
Bizarrely enough, I'd picked out Mad Marge and the Stonecutters for the track for this week. So I think it's only fair I should get a fucking move on and play it now, basically.
Okay.
This is making me blades, right? Which I think must have been angry.
Making me blades.
This is track nine, Ode to the Devil. Is it track nine? Yes, it is. This is track nine, Ode to the Devil. I should have believed yourself. Believe in yourself, Paul. It's from an album eponymously titled Mad Marge and the Stonecutters. What I want to know is, Tone, what is their website?
MadMargeAndTheStonecutters.com.
StonecuttersMusic.com. It's poorly being internet through Tony Neil. There's still a way back.
Is there?
There's still a way back, yeah.
There's still some light at the end of the tunnel.
This was sent to us by Tallman PR, our mate Brett. He hadn't sent us anything in a while. Brett, if you're listening, send us something. This is Mad Marge and the Stonecutters, and this is Ode to the Devil.
This place is a mystery. Everywhere you look, there's misery. And the people are willing to sell their souls. And they try so hard, but don't they know?
Mad Marge and the Stonecutters, and this is Zombie Ghost Train.
That was nice.
It's Psychobilly followed by Psychobilly, one from America. Ooh. One from Australia. Who'd have thunk it?
Hey, who'd have thunk it?
I know, I'm picking up all your phrases now, like who'd have thunk it. And have you had a chance to have a look at GoDaddy.com yet?
Not yet.
You really ought to, Tone. Our friends at GoDaddy, right, he sent GoDaddy. That would be a great site. Just like the Ken Dodd fan site, GoDaddy.com. Are you feeling tickled? Yes, and I'm with his punky code, you could be tickled even longer. Our friends at GoDaddy.com, essentially, I might send that into Curry.
Nice.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. And why is that so good, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate.
Eber! And there's now a PUNKY3 code, which you didn't know about, ooh, which entitles you to free tickets to the Palace Theatre, Mansfield, to see Doddy himself. That bit's a lie. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs, and go to GoDoddy.com if you'd like to know about tax evasion and staying on stage for an hour longer than you're supposed to, so everyone misses the last fucking bus home.
Yeah. Nice.
I think we've covered that.
I think that's cool.
Have you got something to read out there?
I do. Yeah. This week, this Saturday, at Rock City in Nottingham, if you're around the Nottingham area, there's a gig you probably should go to.
Really?
It's a damaged stock. It's called Damaged Stock, and it's a metal charity all day. All proceeds go to Epilepsy Action. And it's Saturday the 4th of August.
I can't help thinking that a metal dude's not exactly the best thing for Epilepsy Action.
No. But at least the right people will be there to help out.
Fair enough.
Doors open at 2 p.m. Tickets in advance are £5 and you can get them from Rock City. If you buy them on the day, they may be slightly more money, so it's definitely worth getting them in advance.
Get there early or you might have an epic, is that what you say?
Exactly. The bands on are In Dying Days.
I'm taking this seriously, sorry, Tony.
Palace.
In Dying Days?
There's some serious names here. You can't but take them seriously.
All right.
In Dying Days. Callus. Grieve. Sapkowski Connection. Spiritus. Smokescreen. Scavenger's Daughter. Outcry Fire and Evil Scarecrow, who headline the event.
Sounds a bit acoustic-y for me.
I think it's ballads mainly. So £5 in advance from Rock City, or just go on the door. So it's rock-city.co.uk. There you go. Damaged Stock, worth going to.
Pass out on the floor. Yes, we will be.
They will be drinking tonight until they pass out on the floor.
I don't doubt it.
That's rather like me over the last four nights, which might occur for
four nights.
Oh yeah,
just
right,
checking.
Yeah. Might account for my slight illness. I've been burning. I need a three-ended candle.
Yeah.
Not for sexual purposes. I just need another end to burn it at. I really do. Because I've been in Newcastle, of course, or as the locals call it, Newcastle.
Oh yeah.
And I was on with this Scottish comic called Parrot. Well, me and a Scots...
Parrot?
Parrot, yeah. Me and a Scotsman. Real name, Billy O'Hara.
Okay.
From Greenock on the West Coast, which a lot of English people call Greenock, and it really winds up the fucking
south
Scottish.
Fort William, that way.
Most places are just south of Fort William, Tony.
I nearly had some knowledge from there.
No, it's west of Glasgow. It is south of Fort William, but only because Fort William's so fucking far north.
Oh, right, okay, I think it's something else.
Are you?
I think.
Well, does it matter?
No.
Right, fair enough. It doesn't really matter where he's from, other than you get me in a room with a Scotsman and out comes the dictaphone, Tony. Purple burglar alarms are back in the house.
Excellent.
And I've got not one, but two of them, because he had his Scottish female comic missus with him as well. She wasn't going to be let off the hook, was she?
Okay.
The gigs over the few days, interestingly, Billy had some flu sinus problem that I'm hoping I haven't got. I'm just thinking about it. I think I've just got a cold. I don't think I've picked up what he had. He's had it ages. But he's got a very broad Strathclyde accent anyway.
Right.
And coupled with the nasal problems the man was having, hardly anyone could understand a fucking word he was saying for 3 days. It was great. My diction sounded perfect.
Oh, did
as
it?
A result, yeah. I think he should have thrown the R away like a good proclaimer. Anyway, the long and the short of it is that I've got at my disposal, right here, a new attempt at Purple Burglar Alarm. Now, those of you who are new to the show might not know, but we've got this theory, other people have as well, that Scottish people cannot say Purple Burglar Alarm. There's too many R's and L's in it.
Yeah.
A few Scotsmen have challenged this. Certainly, when I've challenged them, they've been only too keen to prove me wrong. Let's see if Scottish comedian Billy O'Hara managed it.
Okay, after 7 weeks, I'm very, very pleased to say Purple Burglar Alarm is back. I've got not one, but two Scottish people here, one male, one female perspective. First of all, I should hand you over to my friend Bill.
Hiya, they call me Parrot. I'm a Scottish comedian. I live in Greenock, which is just outside Glasgow, very famous shipyard town. And I would like to say, for you viewers, Purple Burglar Alarm.
Can't do it.
Purple Burglar Alarm. Purple Burglar Alarm.
I have got sinus trouble. But not a chance. No. Nowhere near. Now, the thing is, his missus,
yeah,
much more nicely spoken,
okay,
than Bill. So what I'm going to do now is, if it's all right with you, sir, is,
yeah,
I'm now going to try and do the clip of her. Now, this wasn't under duress. I thought it was going to be, but did you notice that he said he was doing it for our viewers?
Yes.
Let's see if you can spot the deliberate mistake. I say deliberate mistake. The mistake that Bill's Mrs. Kirsty also made when put under the pressure of the mighty dictaphone.
Okay.
Right? Hang on, though, because I've got... I don't know why you need to alter that. Oh, is it...
Because it's turned down low for the
best. Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Oh, that does make sense, though. All right, see, look, I'm look at me. We're going to do that from scratch, Bill. There we go. Right. I've got him to introduce her to authenticate the fact that I'm not just doing voices.
Okay.
Here he goes.
Okay, it's a pleasure for me to introduce one of Scotland's top female comedians, Miss Kirsty Moss.
Hi there. I'm Kirsty Moss. I'm from Glaswegian, and my mum was big on pronunciation, so I hope I make her proud by saying Purple Burglar Alarm.
Oh, actually, that's not bad. Well done. That might be our first success.
See, now, I did think that might have been our first success.
That's not bad.
But did you notice? Hello, I'm Kirsty, and I'm from Glaswegian. He said, I'd like to do this for your viewers. I'm from Glaswegian. Right, thing is, Kirsty, I reckon she did do the best bit of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and this is a big but, Tony, I then became privy to some extra information.
She's not Scottish.
She is Scottish.
Okay.
But I felt obliged, mate, obliged to do this extra thing now. Right, so
Oh, hang on, look, I'm all fingers and thumbs in. I'm going to pause that now, and then what am I going to do? And then I'm going to play this one. This is the one, like this, I don't believe that her purple burglar alarm is in fact justified, and this is why.
It's okay, I think we've sussed this. Basically, Kirsty that just did successfully say purple burglar alarm, in fact, her ex-husband was from Carlisle, which is in England, yeah. And I'm sure he's had an effect on her accent yeah. down the years, and that's how she's perfected it. This thing lives on. She's in the background whispering fuck off like anyone's going to hear that. Ha ha.
So I do feel, quite frankly, that because she was married to an Englishman for a certain number of years,
right.
the father to her children, he's played a massive part in this woman's life and has obviously taught her proper English.
Okay.
Which is why she could say purple burglar alarm, whereas Bill had no idea, like a good Scotsman. So, as far as I'm concerned, it lives on. If you would like to contest my opinion that this genuinely, authentically Scottish lady has said purple burglar alarm, but only after years of English tuition, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I will roundly ignore you.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So, Tone, we've got some news.
Have we?
We've got some massive, massive Ooh. News. Some great news in some yeah. ways. Well, it's great news for Detroit. Because we're going to Chicago.
Yeah.
We've booked the tickets. We will be in Chicago. Can you remember
that? Yeah, so it's 22nd of September we leave, isn't it? Saturday the 22nd. We get there in the afternoon, and we're staying there until the end of September. We get back on the 1st of August. October.
Oh. That would be a long holiday.
We're leaving on the 30th of September. So we're there for two Saturday nights.
Yes, we're making
Most importantly.
Sure we've booked in two Saturdays. We will probably try and get up to Madison, Wisconsin in right. the week sometime for a night out with the Nutters from Wicked Radio.
Wicked.
But I think we're probably going to be in Chicago most of the time. So basically, if you're a fan of the show or you just fancy the opportunity to beat me and Tony up, make sure...
No.
Yeah, I like a fight. Make sure you're in the Chicago area between September the 22nd, September 30th.
Yeah.
We're hoping to at least spend some of the time with Total Talk Nonsense.
Certainly, yeah.
Ideally, we'll fucking bum rooms off of the old week. But,
yeah, if
but we are hoping they'll be around. I'm sure that we will be doing some podcasting while we're there as well.
Yeah.
We're hoping to bump into the nobodies. I know Prof Tom's up for meeting us again because we'll need someone to do the talking. Trust me.
Okay.
Right, there's a Prof Tom will be in one room. We'll all be trying to get a word in edgeway several blocks away. look at me saying blocks already. I'm so American. We're also hoping to link up with Anne-Marie and Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. There's quite a few Chicagoans and
yeah.
roundabouters and Amberants. I'm going to bring the flakes.
Brilliant.
A year late.
But hey.
I am going to deliver the flakes and we'll get a photograph of me handing over the flakes and apologising for all that tea.
Okay.
All right. Tone, you need to say something now.
Okay.
I need to do something else.
Okay. Quick reminder of the MySpace information and the group. It's still on there. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. You will find on there our MySpace group link, which is called Punky Owns. Much neglected lately, but please do go on there if you can. If you're on MySpace. If you prefer Facebook, then you know, that's fine. But if you are on MySpace.
Go on both.
Go on both, of course. If you're on Facebook, don't forget. Scrabble. We love it. I'm rubbish.
No,
I'm sure you can
tone.
Beat me. My comment, my status for a week was God, and it was rubbish. We got like 13 points for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it's
oh,
good
shit,
word.
Was that?
Good word.
It's a cracking word.
It's a good word.
I'm so good at getting
What
nauseous.
Was your status for the week?
Tony is shit at Scrabble.
Yeah,
and I got so loads of challenges then. And everyone goes, oh.
Yeah, I'm sure yeah, you can come up with something a bit more. I'm going to sneeze again, a bit more imaginative than that. I am as well. Oh, dear.
Oh dear.
I better do the next song quickly. Did
okay.
I? Did I even?
Oh
did
no!
We, no!
No!
The last song we played. I'm so sorry. The last song we played was the Bloody Irish Boys.
Yeah.
Pass Out on the Floor from their album, Drunk Rock.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is what's their website, Tony?
Bloody what's it called? The Bloody Irish.
They
Boys.
Are the Bloody Irish Boys.
The Bloody Irish Boys dot co.uk.
The Bloody Irish Boys .com. They are, of course, from America.
Oh, of course.
Like most authentic Irishmen.
Yeah, I remember now.
I am very sorry, the Bloody Irish Boys. I've only just remembered to do that now. Silly old me. I've got sinus trouble. Right, worth a parrot. So, next song up, Crashed Out. You know, I was in the Northeast.
Yep.
I did gigs in the gigs in Newcastle. Thursday night was great. Friday night was pants. Right. Saturday night was brilliant. Sunday night in a different venue was very, very nice indeed. And the band we're going to play now called Crashed Out. They're from the North East. We've played them before. They're signed to Captain Oi, our friend's Captain Oi. Thank you so much, Mark, for letting us play your stuff. This is from an album called Pearls Before Swine. Again, we have played a track or two off this before. We played Fat Punks Don't Pogo, for example.
Yes.
Which is, I believe, where the origins of the slow-mo pogo may have originated in the first. I know that was... It doesn't matter. Mm. The important thing is we play one of their tracks. We're going to play it now. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Crashed Out's website?
Crashedout.co.uk.
Nearly. Crashed-out.co.uk. Crashed-out.co.uk. It's 5-0.
Right.
Poorly being internet 5, Tony, 0.
There's still a chance.
You're going to get a point. It's going to be Pyrrhic, but you're going to get a point.
All right.
This is Fast and Loose.
She's rock and roll. The pistols chew me in and touch my very soul. I never liked disco solo jazz. Don't really care if your life's a drag. Baby, I was born to see rock and roll. Fast and loose. Need no excuse. Fast and loose. Don't give me no abuse. Fast and loose. Need no excuse. Is my sagas while we're hanging around. I won't get attached to a one-eyed lady. Guess it's always gonna be that way. Baby, I was born to see rock and roll. Fast and loose. Need no excuse. Fast and loose. Don't give me no abuse. Fast and loose. Need no excuse. Fast and loose. Don't give me no abuse.
See, that to me sounds like it should be the last track on an album.
Yeah.
Because the way it finishes. But it is, in fact, the first track.
Ending is longer than the whole song.
It's the first track, but it's really, really good. The whole album's great as well. Pearls Before Swine, make sure you try and check it out. And I haven't mentioned already, but all the bands on this week's show should be on our MySpace Top Friends.
Yeah.
So you should be able to find them on there. This flooding, man. It's very... Oh, Christ.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, do you know, I don't know how much I spoke about last week about the flooding in the South West and Midlands.
You spoke about the Oxford side of it.
It had become atrocious. Did I tell you that it was so bad when I was stuck in the floods on the A420 that I looked in the rearview mirror and Bob Geldof was stuck behind me?
No.
No, I didn't tell you about that. No. It's bad, it's bad. It's been described as a third world situation. Right, Gloucestershire, and particularly Tewkesbury and Gloucester, had been described as resembling the third world. And as soon as something's described as Germany the Third World, you know it's only a matter of time before Lenny Henry gets helicoptered in to make a documentary. And have we heard anything from Africa, Tony?
No.
No, we haven't. Are the Sudanese sending tins of beans?
No. No.
Are the Ethiopians providing blankets?
No. No.
Are the good folk of Chad holding flood aid to raise money to build an artesian well in Tewkesbury? No, they're not. Sometimes I think this fucking charity bollocks is a one-way street. Anyway, if you thought that was terrible, why not come and watch me this week? I've got 4 gigs this week. I've got until Wednesday to get better. It's Monday It's Monday night now. Yeah. I've got until Wednesday to be in a fit state to compare a gig at Carey's in Coventry, which I have done before. It's quite a nice gig, actually. Okay. And George Egg is headlining. And I do recommend you come and see George Egg. He's very, very funny. Then I've got Thursday off to try and recover from the recovering of that. Friday, I've got my gig in Hitchin.
Oh, is it that time
it's
already?
Friday, yeah.
And, Jesus.
And it features Colin Cole and Jason Rouse. So I've got an Australian and a Canadian.
Right.
I've basically got the biggest Australian man in the world and a Canadian emo kid.
Right, okay.
Both very funny. Exactly the same lineup in Lechton on Saturday with the additional interest of the disco afterwards, which was such a fabulous success last month. And then on Sunday, I've got another gig in Cambridge. I think it's the Boat Club I'm doing in Cambridge.
But all right, okay.
Again, I'm emceeing. I've got 4 emceeing gigs this week. So if you do get the chance to get along to any one of those, make sure you come up and say hi and say you listen to Punky. Hey. I've had a few people do that recently. It's been really, really nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, Dave, what are you up to this weekend? Anything?
Steph's coming up towards the end of the week, and then we're just going to see where we end up. Possibly just go somewhere. But nothing's planned yet.
Nothing's planned yet.
Nothing planned, but hopefully go away somewhere.
Okay. But you'll be back for Monday, will you?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. I think I've run out of information. I'm so ill.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I am bad this week. I'd like to talk about podcast peers, though.
It's nearly up, isn't it?
Bite Size Bonus, Green Dragons daily show, is up for the Podcast Awards, which are different. And we've never really paid much attention to this, but I think we ought to try and get involved next time.
I didn't know they
existed. Voted for by listeners,
right?
Listeners, if you get the chance, I haven't brought the website with me, but the podcast music award, I'll try and put some link up or something or other. But yeah, the podcast awards that our listeners vote for. We're in the podcast peer awards that are voted for by other podcasters.
Yeah.
And we still want some other podcasters to vote for us. We have a narrow lead at the moment. It's very exciting.
Yes.
We have a narrow lead in music. We're now coming third in comedy. But we haven't really pushed that. It's music we're after. So if you are a podcaster and you listen to this show, do please register at podcastpeers.org and register your interest in us, because it helps. And the thing is, I've tried to explain to other podcasts, but once you're registered on there, in the next round of them, you can nominate whatever show you want. For example, your own show.
Yeah.
We didn't nominate our own show. Twilight did. Thank you very much, Twilight.
Thank you.
You can nominate your own show and stand a chance of winning. It's up to other podcasters.
Yeah.
And everyone only gets one vote each. It can't really be gamed. There are, seems to be some ways to fix it a little bit, but it can't really be cheated on that much.
No.
It is up to podcasters voting. One vote each. So if you do like what we do, go and register on there. Just sort it out. It doesn't take long. And you'll be doing us a massive favour.
Yeah, and it's August.
August 11th, I think it's up, yeah. So,
that's a week on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So basically, we'll mention it again next week.
Yeah, and then that'll be it.
And then the week after that, we'll mention whether we've won or not. And if we haven't, there's going to be fucking hell to pay.
That's 2 years in a row then.
Well, yeah, we came second last year. Okay, we won't come first this year. Please.
It'd be nice.
He's begging a bit.
Please.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley on Wednesday as well. Tone, I'm sure I've got other stuff to do, but my head's all furry.
Yeah.
Yeah. After 2 years of doing this, I finally...
You finally lost it.
Cracked.
Oh!
Went out of things to say. What,
it's our birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it officially our birthday today? Oh, and haven't we done... Well,
nice.
Thanks for bringing that up.
I just remembered.
Thanks for making all those sound clips of the last 2 years and getting all those other podcasters to send us in well done's and thank yous and everything. No,
that's
leave
all right.
It until I finally run out of things to say after 2 years, and then go, by the way, it's my birthday. You eat like a fucking gibbon as well.
Wow, that was a nice tirade of abuse to some of the birthday. Thanks for that.
That's all right. You don't eat like a fucking gibbon. The reason I say that is, again, because of parents' sinus trouble. I misheard him saying, he said about this woman, he said she eats all the time.
Right.
But he sounded like she eats like a gibbon. And I just like the idea of eating like a gibbon. In fact, whereas last week's thing, I'm back on it.
All right. Okay.
Whereas last week's thing was try and act like Oliver Postgate or talk like Oliver Postgate or act like one of the characters from Bagpuss for the entire week. Well done, whoever it was.
Catherine Martin.
Well done, Catherine. This week, I'd like you to at some point try and eat like a gibbon. Just one meal. It doesn't matter. You can be by yourself. You can have your own fun or in company.
Yeah.
Just have one meal this week. Eat it like you imagine a gibbon would. And send us your thoughts on what happens.
Yeah.
PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. I ate like a gibbon this week. I will look forward to reading those. Fucking hell, 2 years, man.
Yeah, it was like the 27th of July,
years,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is our second birthday, and...
And we've done nothing.
We've waited an hour.
Yeah.
And then thought... Whoops. And then you've thought to say, oh, it's our
I've only just remembered when you said... Oh, we've been doing
this
2 years.
Shows how little we care about such matters.
Well, yeah.
Because we know we'll be here forever.
Yeah.
I mean,
the 100th show was the same. It was the most relaxed one we've ever done.
The 100th show was very, very relaxed. The birthday show, I've run out of things to say. Till you mentioned the birthday show, then I've remembered eat like a gibbon. well, you're going to have to say something now.
Oh, okay. Mind blank. I don't know what to say. Don't forget about this gig at Rock City. Oh, thank God for paper in front of me. Damage stock, don't forget, Rock City, rock-city.co.uk. It's for good, it's a good cause, it's for the Epilepsy Action Group, and it's all day, but it is metal to us.
It is metal.
It is metal, so be prepared, bring earplugs, and maybe a good book.
What are you talking about?
I don't really like
you that. You can't advertise it. I'm better doing this again for you. Right, what is it? Saturday the 4th of August, this Saturday, if you're not in the Letchworth area, why not go... to the metal charity all day. All proceeds go to Epilepsy Action. That's at Rock City, a fabulous venue, Nottingham's premier live music venue. In fact, the premier live music venue of the Midlands, in my opinion. You can expect when you get there, for your £5 advance ticket, possibly a bit more on the door. It's a 14-plus event, by the way.
Oh.
If you're under 14, don't bother going. But if you're under 14 and you've got £5, you're either on smack or glue anyway, so don't worry about that. Yeah, it features bands including Evil Scarecrow, Outcry Fire, Scavenger's Daughter, Smokescreen, Spiritus, Zaprovsky Connection, Grieve, Callous, and In Dying Days. This is not to be missed, and you can get a ticket by either visiting the website rock-city.co.uk or why not call the box office 0871 3100 000.
Nice, 3100.
That's how you do it, Tone.
Oh, always learning.
Last track tonight, Sweatmaster. How can I say anything else about this band? We've said everything there is to say about them. They're quite simply the best three-piece to ever come out of Finland.
Yep.
And I include those three girls that only cost me €100. Right. This is track 4 from their latest album, Animal, which is fantastic. I have picked this because it's got one of the catchiest vocal licks in it.
Ooh.
It's not really a harmony.
Right.
I'm calling it a vocal lick.
Okay.
I was going to sing along with them, but the nature of my nose is they're going to have to just sing it for themselves. It's great. It's well catchy. The whole album's brilliant. It grows on me. It's on Full Steam Records. Thank you so much, Silka, for sending us these. And the extra copies that we gave away as a competition. Tony, time for a point back. What is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is. And this, Tony, to celebrate our second birthday,
yay,
is Do What You Do To Me. Yo. Well, there we go then. That was our special edition birthday show that we completely forgot to advertise was our birthday, in fact, until the very, very end when we remembered it was our birthday and decided to do fuck all about it.
Yeah.
However, we will be having an extended birthday party in Chicago at the end of September.
There you go.
And we'll be going for it every night.
Yes.
There'll be no cake left.
Wow. Can we have cake?
No, we can have flakes.
Oh, yeah.
Because cake and flakes is making me blakes, you know what I'm saying?
Blakes, innit?
I don't know what blakes is, though. I don't know what blakes is.
Make
sure,
email as
if
well,
you're a podcast, you vote for us at Podcast Peer Awards. Make sure, if you're a listener, you vote for us at podcastally.com. Make sure that you check out all the bands that are on this week's show and the bands that provide the beds. That'll all be on our MySpace page. Make sure if you get the chance and you're in Nottingham this weekend that you go to the Metal Benefit at Rock City.
Yep.
If you are however in the Hertfordshire area, I'd love to see you in Hitchin and Lexford on Friday. If you're in Coventry on Wednesday, get along to Carey's. If you're in Cambridge on Sunday, get along to, I think, the Boat Club. You'd have to check out that online. I don't know how to get in touch with it. I'm just going to drive up there and say, Cambridge, me, and somebody go, you're down there, Paul.
Excellent.
Right, that's how it goes. Tony, if you'd like to watch out for Tony this weekend, he'll be somewhere in the world.
Somewhere in the world?
With a German lady.
Yes.
Hopefully I'll be feeling better for next week's show. I'm glad we didn't make two shows this week because it would have given away. I'd have had to pretend I'd have been ill for a whole week.
Yes.
Which would have been rubbish. Have I got anything else to say?
Can anybody email us any birthday greetings maybe next week? Post-birthday greetings?
Right, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Post-birthday greetings. And I have just thought as well.
Email us MP3s.
MySpace latest comments. I need some poetry corners as well. PaulieBeatPunkyRadio.com. Judgmentals. PaulieBeatPunkyRadio.com. Facebook comments. You want a game of Scrabble with us? You
Scrabulous.
Know what to do.
Yay!
Get yourself Scrabulous, man, and stop me finish some blates in the daytime.
Blates, innit?
I've got work to do, innit? Make me suck my teeth in. Make me suck my teeth in. Do that again, Tom. Make me suck my teeth in.
Nice.
Make me suck my teeth in. Make me take a fun out. Make me suck my teeth. Yeah, I'd like some more judgmentals because the judge has, my alter ego hasn't made an appearance for a while. Don't forget as well, at some point, to eat like a gibbon.
Yeah.
I wish I'd thought of that at the start. It's an eat like a gibbon. Can we make it an eat like a gibbon special?
Yeah.
Don't mention the birthday in the show notes.
Okay.
We don't need to show off like these other people.
That's right.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! In some people's opinion, the human body is 90% water. In my opinion, it's snot. I've just thought of that. Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, he's good, man.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.